Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Friday night. It is 2-2, I believe, Groundhog Day. I never did figure out what Punxsutawney Phil said, but I do know what we said last night. And it's kind of proven to have occurred, if you see. Now, we just had the items that we saw several days ago. As I told you, we had the tankers take off several days ago from the United States, the air tankers. But we also know that the B-1Bs allegedly took off a couple days ago as well. And I think also some B-2s may have gone to Asia, all right? Maybe to Guam, allegedly, or somewhere in that area or somewhere else over there. And then also the B-1Bs, I think, probably ended up at Diego Garcia, which is a British-type base, but the U.S. Also leases a lot from it. But I also think some of the B-1Bs and stuff went to the U.K., and I'll also tell you from my basic understanding of this thing, and, you know, I mean, allegedly, you see, I think some nukes went to the United Kingdom, too, to get ready to go back to wherever they need to go. But here we are. Last night, we sent on air, I said somebody sent me a thing about a particular plane, which turned out to be like an executive-type jet. A military intelligence type jet that was about 7,200 feet over Iran. But it's not something that was going to do a bombing run or anything like that. I said on air last night, I said what it was going to do is it supposedly, from what I understand from the backside community in the intelligence world, is that it was a special deal gang that was going over there to make a deal or to basically it was the CIA to make a special deal with the Iranians. And consequently, what it did was they tipped them off to all their targets were going to be and that we would not hit Iran proper. Okay. And then you see the targets that hit today. It was very confusing. You had Jennifer Griffin coming on from the Pentagram, you know, up on the Fox saying targets have just been hit by the U.S. Air Force or military, Navy, in Syria and Iraq and what have you. All right. Well, the fact of the matter is, 5 minutes later, she came on and said, I've been informed by the Pentagon that it was not the U.S. Air Force, the U.S. Navy, or anything, and hit those targets. Those targets were hit, but we don't know who did it, and the situation's complicated, all that. Well, let me tell you what. You know, you got the CIA boys or the DIA or the EIEIOs over there, and you just say, hey, here's the deal. We're going to hit your targets of your militias over there, get your ICR, your IRC, get your IRC, GC guys out of there, your Iranian Revolutionary Guard people out. Leave a few tokens in there and we'll blow them up. We're going to blow up. We got to blow up some of your stuff so we can find it. Some of your drones, some of your bombs that they might have or whatever they got in their deal, but that's all right. And the fact of the matter is that the drones were all based upon United States drones that crashed years ago. And the Iranians picked them up. And then also from the Red Chinese and the Russians. You see, you got to understand that Iran, Russia, and Red China, North Korea, all have a treaty together. And they did have it with Venezuela as well. So when you got Venezuelan oil and you got Iranian oil, and you got Russian oil, and you got the Red Chinese willing to sell it, and then also buying our strategic stockpile oil, and Red China Joe allegedly gets a cut of all of it from the Red Chinese. And probably the Iranians. give him a taste too, but the Chinese give it to him. So what you do is you make a special deal. You tell the Iranians what targets you're going to hit. You got the CIA boys go in, and they do hit a few key hidden targets. On the ground, perhaps. And that's the price to pay. So that Iran can sell their oil anyway. To who? The Red Chinese. Want all the oil. And then the Russians have the tons of oil. But meanwhile, what is Biden, Beijing doing? I call him Beijing because he's from Beijing or Beijing. He had the key to the office there. Hunter's office, didn't he? So, this is all baloney. All baloney, phony baloney. And we told you a lot of it last night. So, let's say that if we were talking about it on air, do you think the Iranian or the Russians or the Red Chinese knew about it? Oh, I do believe so. I believe the Israelis knew about it too. But the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, something is stinking, blinking, and linking. You see what I'm saying? Stinking, blinking, and Beijing. Okay, Red China Joe. But he gets to get his cut. They made the special deal with the Iranians. They let them sell to the Red Chinese. They took the sanctions off. They gave them back $6 billion on the hostage deal. And all that's going into the Houthis and the Houthis and the Hezbollah and the Hamases and all of them. Now, you run the risk of going to a bigger war, but I'm going to tell you, we're already at war with the suckers. And I tell you, what you're going to do, you might hit their petroleum facility. What is it? I don't know. I forget the name of the island. Well, it's straight to Hormuz in there. You get that. You pop that dude, and you hit a lot of things. But on the other hand, if you go in there with carrier groups, and you can't go into the P group, I said in 2004, that they already had about 42, as I remember back then in the 204, 205, the Iranians had about 42 nuclear devices back then. And they're saying, oh, they might get it any day, bop, 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 bop. They had it and they bought them on the open market. They bought them from the Russians and likely early on from the Ukrainians back in the early days when they first split with Russia. And other Russian satellites. So who's zooming who? It appears to me like your government, the United States government, the EIEIOs, and the Red China Joes are in the game with the Red Chinese, and they're in the game with whoever pay them. And it's all about the New World Order. It's all about the Gog-Magog War. You see. What is it, Ezekiel 38:39? I tell you what, I've about worn this Bible out in certain areas. All right, Ezekiel 38. Here we go. Here's where it is. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. And for anybody who's a Mason, that's Tubal Cain, okay? And if you think about Tubal, T-U-B-A-L, it could be also Tubal, you see, as in genetically descended from Cain through the test tube, you see. and say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, all thine army and horses and horsemen, all of them, clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and banner. Gomer and all his bands, the house of Togarma, would that be maybe Turkey of the north? Porters and all his bands, and many people with thee. Be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard against them. And after many days, thou shalt be visited in the latter years. Thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. And thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, and thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy hands and bands, and many people with them. And verse 10 is chapter 38, Ezekiel, it says, and thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass. We got all this business in the Middle East around Israel. But it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. Verse 11, Ezekiel 38, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, and I'll go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to make a spoil and to take a prey, and to turn thy hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land. One of them is Israel, the other is the Great Plains, you see. For the cattle and goods come out of the midst of the land, you see. So that is where we're going to have the Gog-Magog war. And we've got them both going on. And look at all of the people that have invaded the United States. Talked to you about last night, how the night before that they were looking for a nuke sniffer plane, was up over Lake Superior, Lake Michigan, went over other lakes, and then in other lakes, other surveillance aircraft went up. We had yesterday up almost all the U.S. aircraft all over the United States. Today, all kind of them up as well. But yesterday, they stopped looking over the Great Lakes for those Poseidon or other nuclear devices. Then they went west, and they went kind of west, maybe on the roadway there, maybe I-80 or whatever, over to where the Missouri River starts. And maybe they were went down there on the Missouri a little bit. But I'm telling you, the dadgum B ones didn't go from this morning necessarily. They went earlier, and I believe the B2s, some of them went to Guam just in case China goes. And the fact of the matter is, they send the B1Bs because they got analog stuff. They're actually harder in some ways to detect than the stealths. Because if you remember listening to Brother Quayle about 204, 205, when he was talking about it on his night that he still had after he put me on. And he said he had the information and the stories from back 96, 97 when the Iranians had a nuclear weapon, exploded it on a Shahab 3 missile and landed in a remote area and tested it. That was 96, 97. Well, that all disappeared. And so then you got the scenario where you've got they're now in 2004, they started getting buying stuff on the open markets. Israel wanted to go in, and they also started to put the start to manufacture the nuclear material out of uranium and stuff. And they had the machines, you know, to do it. And Israel wanted to go in and hit them, and the U.S. wouldn't let them. Israel wanted to hit Iran in 204, 205 in particular with nuclear weapons and take out all their crap. U.S. did not allow it. U.S. put 2 to 3 carrier groups up into the Persian Gulf, and I used to say, get them suckers out of there because the Iranians have 110 super sunburned missiles right on the coast of the Persian Gulf, and they got up to 42 different nuclear devices, and they also had 100 exocets. And I said they could drop all of those right in the middle of the Persian Gulf and interdict all the oil transport through there to the Western world. So I warned about all of this back then. Eventually, they moved those carrier groups the heck out of there, and they moved them into the Indian Ocean. That's where they moved them. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're about ready to go to the Gog-Magog War. And part of that's in the United States. And you got boys running boats up to La Jolla. Oh, they just want to go downtown to that nice restaurant that's up high up where you can look out and see out over the downtown by the bank there. They just want to get them a margarita and something, I'm sure. So consequently, ladies and gentlemen, some of those boys seen within 50, 60 feet were probably Red Chinese, a military backpack-like stuff or satchel-like, you know, bags or what have you, packs. They sure weren't part of the family units. So hundreds of thousands and thousands of Chinese, Russians, Iranians, other Muslims, everybody under the sun, Venezuelans, all kind of people are coming in the United States and still pouring in. And you've got the DARPA gang, allegedly, in South Dakota that built the first balloons, the Looney balloons, which then Google got, and then Google started putting them up on behalf of Red China. Well, the other day we had a couple balloons up, still up on the dadgum southern border after the trouble that after Governor Abbott told Biden to go fish. And he basically said, you want this barbed wire, you come and take it. Just like the Gonzales, Texas cannon. Come and take it. Or the Alamo. I'm going to tell you what. I was glad to see DeSantis send a few guard troops to Texas to help. Because I don't think this thing gets away from Gog-Magog War. Or when we go on back down the thing, we go to Harmageddon and we see the big war again. With 200 million people in an army against the Lord. And then the Lord's archangels come down, and the Lord Jesus returned with a sword in his mouth, and they come and take him out. But right now, in between now and then, what do you need to do? You need to apply Matthew 25. Oh, there's been an announcement. The Lord, the bridegroom is coming. Oh, give us some of your oil. And the wise virgin said, not so, lest we don't have enough for us and you. You go to them that sell. You better go to them that sell right now, and you better get it. And you better get ready to arm yourself with firearms, ammunition. It's interesting, I heard that one of the Texas congressmen, I'm not going to say who it was because it was kind of sort of funny. It was a version of what old that old hawk, whatever that guy used to say, sharpen your K-bars and load your mags. Okay, because they're getting ready to come for you. And they want your family. They want your loved ones. They want your house. They want your business. Well, this guy said, well, maybe we should sharpen our knives and pull out our mags. I thought to myself, well, there's a Texas congressman that's heard somebody send him the hawk or one of his people or steppers heard it. I know who the guy is. I didn't send it to him because I don't send that thing. It just circulates around. You know what I'm saying? Oh, ladies and gentlemen. We get ready to go to war, but the war is also going to be in the United States. And you had your FBI Wonder Boy from the lake, Saranac Lake, with the $90, $150 haircuts. Oh, yeah. Ray Ray. Said that, oh, boy, the Chinese are going to take out their cyber people, are going to take out all of our water grid or power grid or this grid or that grid. Well, they also got 100,000 of them or better inside the United States. You got all kind of thousands of Russian Spetsnaz in the United States. You got them all sitting right in the catbird seat here. And the FBI ain't doing doodly squat about them. We've been telling you for years, years and years. Ah, well, you better be ready yourselves then, hadn't you? Because your government has given itself over to the Luciferian communist scumbags and New World Order Luciferian scumbags. That's what your government has done. And they own, basically, a lot of our military. Why do you think nobody wants to join up? Because they ain't protected. And they're being told to come after you. Now, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it seems to be getting to be a little bit from Brother Quayle's site. There's a lot of stories, good stories. Go to stevequayle.com, by the way. Stevequayle.com if you're not already on it. Some of you might be on just on GS Radio that you get through, Steve, but others. Food prices skyrocketing 2024 from cattle shortages. Remember we first told you about that on Eric a few years ago. To recalls to another meat farm on fire. Multiple food categories will see massive price hikes in the coming months. And I will tell you what. Lady J out of the Smokies and the Blue Ridge, who started a real canning revolution back in her area again, but they used to say in World War II that those that can, okay? So they were having the victory gardens. You wanted a can, but you can also can meat. And I know that our grandmotherly friend down there in Florida who was hit head-on in a car accident. And may the Lord Jesus put his energy and put his stuff and remove the problems, any problems in her heart. Lord Jesus, restore her heart and her chest back to normal and back to optimum health. But everybody, she cans a lot too, but start canning the meat. Start canning the vegetables. And you'll have it. Or if nothing else, like old Hawk says, you can buy canned meat. Yoder's, I'm going to tell you what, Yoder's bacon, Yoder's beef and turkey and chicken chunks. All of them. Are what you need. You can also get the meat in the chunky soups. Get the meat in the Progresso soups and other brands of soups. Or if you just like the vegetables, get that. But get any kind of canned goods. And also long-term storage foods. Mountain House, Wise, Alpenair, whatever it might be. Four Patriots, this one, that one, and the other one. And I will tell you, get whatever you can and stock it up. And if you can get something every week, and if you can do no more than get a couple extra cans of chunky soup or Progresso soup and put them under your bed or in the closet, one of those things is a ration per day for one person. If you're going to fight on a ration, you're going to survive on a ration, just one ration. You split a can of chunky soup, and you got a little poke salad, or you got some dandelion greens, or you got a little grain, and you can make a piece of bread, or you got crackers, or whatever it might be. And you got a ration for a day, maybe a couple meals. Now you throw in some chicken eggs into there. Oh, yeah, baby, baby. Then you got another adjunct in a third meal. And I like roast beef hash. You can get corned beef hash. I'll tell you what, Spam, if you cut Spam up and slice it up real good and thin, and you fry that stuff up in a skillet, man, with some eggs, wonderful. Wonderful rations. But you need to be getting it, and you also need to be getting. If you do not have a firearm, you need to acquire a firearm. If you have the money to do so, get you a 12-gauge pump, shotgun, or automatic, whichever you prefer. But the pumps work pretty darn good, and they're cheaper. And get you, if you could, maybe 500 or 1,000 rounds of 12-gauge ammo. Get you a 7.62 by 39 rifle. Some kind of a Chinese variant of a, like a Mac 90 or a, some other variant of a Kalashnikov semi-automatic. In other words, just like any other thing, not a full automatic. And get 30-round mags or 20s or 10s or whatever you can get. But you can also get the 223s, 308s, M1s, whatever you want, whatever caliber you want to shoot. But you'd better get at least a minimum of 1,000 rounds of ammunition for it. Pistols or revolvers? Well, if you're going to get a revolver, get a 357, you shoot 357 or a 38. Or if you want another revolver, get a 22 long rifle, okay? 22LR, nothing wrong with it at all, believe me. Close combat, pow, right between the eyeballs or right through the ear. Put it up the guy's neck as you come out of the trench, pow, around the corner. So you can also get a 22 long rifle. shoot straight. Aim small, shoot straight. But if you could get more thousands of rounds, you see, you'd be in a better shape. Because if we have a 3.5 year, perhaps, greater tribulation, great tribulation, and we're already kind of in the tribulation right now. But the great tribulation of 3.5 years that culminates at Armageddon is a place. Then you're also going to need the food, aren't you? If you have the money and you're out there and you got the big stock fund or the 401k or big savings account or whatever it is you got, and you already got firearms and your other equipment, you got a little gold and you got silver and platinum or whatever you got, but you don't have the food yet, then you take you a little bit of something out and you get your ammunition and you get your food. And water purification and water storage. And if you can't get anything else, you get unscented. You get unscented Clorox bleach. And you look up online or in the magazines or the books in terms of the preparation books. And you see how many drops of Clorox unscented bleach do you add to a gallon of water? You see what I'm saying? That kind of a thing. So if nothing else, you got that. But if you've got a Berkey or Big Berkey or an Aquarain or a Katadyn, Katadyn, or a pure water purification system, then by all means get that. Or you get the iodine tablets or the calzone tablets or whatever, all the different things that you might see that will help to purify or get the bad junk out of water, then you need to get that too. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the war is going to come down. Ezekiel 38:39, they talk about the war, the Gog-Magog war, which has already started. Brother Quayle had me come on in 2004. He says, Hawk, you've been talking about the Gog-Magog war in Ezekiel 38:39. And you've been saying it's getting ready to go, and what will happen, Hawk? And Brother Steve and I talked about that in 2004, in the summer of it, June. But I would go all the way around the world, and when it first got started, it would just go boom, 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 boom. And you would start to see the nuclear warfare start to happen. And it would be an inevitability. Then in the midst of that, you look at the Great Plains, and you look at where the cattle and the goods are. People from all over the United States. It used to be desolate. It ain't desolate now, but it's got the cattle and the goods. From Texas up to Canada, straight through the middle. Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, Colorado, Wyoming, the Dakotas, Minneapolis, Iowa, on up, keep going on up into Canada, you know. And it's where the wheat, it's where the grain and the cattle are, you see. And you better be prepared. That book, One Second After, doggone good book, William F. Forstchen, F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N, a forged book, One Second After. If you can still get that at Barnes & Noble or something like that, or get it delivered in a day or two from Amazon, then you ought to get it and read it quick. Patriots. And then I'm going to tell you what. No such thing as doomsday. Dare to Prepare by Holly Dayo. All kind of preparedness books. Survivors. James Wesley Rawls, Patriots, Surviving the Coming Collapse. And it's going to come. It's going to come, ladies and gentlemen. Now, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. And that the end is not yet, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. We want just the beginning of sorrows. There you go. Because I'm going to tell you what, it's get worse from there. And I can only warn you. I can warn you that's the best thing I can do for you right now. The best thing I can do for you right now. U.S. airstrikes missed Iran targets. There are no bases for the Revolutionary Guard or coups forced in the areas that were subjected to American bombing in Syria. That is true, but however, there are the militia things and the Revolutionary Guards and coups forces are the ones that are the guys who do the advisement and are in the bases of the Iranian militias targets that they supply. So I would not say that there are Revolutionary Guard bases out there, but there are no longer coup forces based in the area, but there are individual ones. And just like you would send an advisor to this one or that one, they pulled their people out of there. That's what I mean. And they also would then tell their people, their different militias that they're doing stuff with, they would tell them to get their junk out of there too. But the point is, the United States intelligence community allegedly flew a plane. Now, they did fly a plane at 7,200 feet over Iran. That plane allegedly landed, and they told them where they were not going to hit Iran proper. Red China Joe don't want to hit you. So, therefore, you can still sell your oil to the Red Chinese. And the Red China Joe will still get his cut. Not only that, but he'd like a little cut from you, too, perhaps. But in the sense, here's the base we're going to hit, bop, 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 bop. Now, there may be some additional targets if they don't play ball that are a little nastier that they hit, or the ones that allegedly perhaps CIA ground troops hit or hires. I mean, you can get a quit using the term. You can hire somebody to do your work, right? And go on over and blow the stuff in certain bases, and that's part of the deal, that they have to find something like some of the different more nasty cruise missiles or something like that, and they got to get rid of them and blow them up so as to make sure they don't have the capability like Austin talked about. But you can always get a kite, K-I-T-E, all right? You can get a kite, somebody who will do the stuff, all right? Rob, steal, cheat, shoot, Garrett, cut, whatever it is you want done, bomb. You can always do that, or perhaps the boys just go and do it themselves, the paramilitaries. Probably good old Virginia and North Carolina boys anyway. But that is the deal. We weren't trying to hit Iranian targets. We're trying to hit targets that were acceptable to hit, that have Iran munitions in Iranian militia people, because they don't care about that. This way they can say, well, we didn't do it. And they can continue to pump oil. And with treaties, you got Russia has a whole lot of oil. Trump had the United States produce so much oil and natural gas that we were controlling, the price of oil was dropping. Natural gas was being sent overseas to our allies in Europe. They were on board. Israel and the Saudis were going to make a deal together, and we're just on the verge of it when Hamas hit Israel with Iranian assistance, obviously. And there's still about 57,000 missiles and rockets that Hezbollah in Lebanon has. And at the same time, this whole thing is starting, these three people that died, the three army sergeants that have now been promoted, I believe. And I don't know each of their names. The ones that came back today at exactly Red China Joe didn't look at his watch today because his wife was looking over to see if he was, and he had his hands in his pockets of his overcoat. So he wouldn't look at his watch during the dignified transfer of the bodies. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is so interesting. And then they had it, made sure that they had it. They didn't know what the stock market would do, so they made sure that the stock market was done. All right? Quite interesting scenario today, let me tell you, because the Gog-Magog war is on. And you'd better be preparing each day on a more rapid and methodical basis. If you can, don't have Dare to Prepare or No Such Thing as Doomsday or some other preparedness book, you go online to any of the preparedness prep sites and get preparedness lists and go down the list. At Standeo, DEYO.com, you go to Holly's section, I believe they call it, and she still has her old lists about food, how much to buy, what to buy, all the different things. And stuff from the Mormon food lists, and how much to buy for a boy or for a man or a woman. How many pounds of this, when to get them, all the different things. She also has a list for medical supplies and tools and firearms and all the different things that you would want to get. And you get a list, you print them out, you start to check them down. Every time you go to the store, or the hardware store, or to Cabela's or Bass Pro or wherever it is you go, pick out one item on the list. and everybody's got something they need, let me tell you. Whether it be a hank of rope, maybe 120 feet of rope and a figure eight thing so you could maybe, and a belt so you could maybe rappel if you had to. Or so you can tie something onto a truck, a bigger load. Or ammunition. Or medical supplies. I'll tell you what, you could go out and go to a CVS or a Walgreens or wherever you, you know, whatever you got. And you could easily put it in a cart and you can end up with $500-$600 of just bandages and basic stuff right off the bat. But you need the blood soaker bandages. You need the bigger, thicker ones. In case you get popped or somebody gets popped, you need the chest bandages. You need all of it. And you need a good quality first aid kit. Thank you to Mr. Daryl in Pennsylvania. God bless you all. Praying for me. And I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I pray that Lord Jesus would come to everybody, including myself, who has cancer, or everybody who has a heart problem, or whatever the illness or ailment is that is threatening your life, that is extremely dangerous, and that it may get you or kill you. I pray, Lord Jesus, we go to everybody right now. You know who they are, Lord, and if you do not, they will pray to you and identify themselves and ask you to come down to them if you'll be their Savior, and that you will come into them and that you will remove the cancer from the body. You will unblock the heart valves. You will restrain and remove the problems of the kidney or the liver or whatever the problem is, Lord Jesus. I pray that you come and you take this cancer out of me and that you restore me back to more full health. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus, under John 14, your recommendation of how to pray and what to ask. If you ask in your name and you believe it's in you, and ask in your name of Jesus, that you will do it. So the Father is glorified in the Son. And to all of you out there, anything is most needed and most welcome. You can write to Hawk and send anything, card, letter, Federal Reserve notes, a bit of silver, like silver dimes, silver quarters, a half dollars, whatever, ounce of silver, gold, a little bit of gold or platinum or whatever, or a check, or a money order. Filled out properly so that you list all the stuff you need to list on it for the money order. We sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And more laid, Lord Jesus, return it to you 10,000 fold. And God bless all those who have set and kept Old Hawk in the game over the years, striking blows against the old Lucy's by hitting them with the baseball bat, by popping them with the Louisville Slugger upside the head or in the shins, man. All the good people kept me in all over the years. May Lord Jesus reward you for it. And Brother Quayle, stevequayle.com or 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. Steve can get you gold or silver real quick. He's got it centralized and can ship it to you overnight, basically, as quick as you can get it to it. Get his books, get his private briefing or the QFOS 2.0. Sign up for them quickly. Get additional information. My information, Steve's, are different. Some have a lot of dovetails, believe me. And we talk about it all together, but I'll tell you what, it's different. You get it in some from me early, some from him early. It just depends. And whether you get Tyler, his son, who's now doing podcast stuff himself, and 2.0, Q-Piles 2.0, or whether it be Daryl, his capable manager, or Stephanie, his daughter, or Steve himself, you tell him old Hawk sent you, and he gets you fixed up and fixed up quick. And for the Nunamakers, the wonderful missionaries in Indochina for over 50 years, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, all the different places, the Shan states of China, and parts of Burma or Myanmar, in the hill country, in the mountains, for all the people of the Montagnards, a lot of Vietnam vets, particularly special forces, and Greg and I used to talk about the Montagnards. Nunamakers, Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with a Y, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunamaker, Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with a Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. And to all those Montagnards who had heard about Old Hawk, we try to get them and have had for a number of years through doing the Nunamakers Bibles and songbooks and the dialects of the specific mountain villages that each have their own separate dialect of the languages. And also some funds when everybody in the area had Bibles and songbooks, we provided some to help build a $20,000, oh boy, a big old house, a wooden structure behind a house church that was totally filled. And people were out the door and trying to listen through the windows and the doors. So they built another one so they could connect a loudspeaker. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. They're on fire for the Lord Jesus. The Montagnards are. God bless all of them over there for praying for me. And may Lord Jesus also provide medical miracles to any of them and to the Nunamakers themselves, and to Brother Quayle, and to all of our friends who could use assistance from the Lord. Lord Jesus, in your name I pray, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. I don't know what else we got going on, but we got a lot of problems. That is part of the Gog-Magog war and all of the things that are related to it. Ah, man, oh, man. I don't know what exactly will happen tonight, tomorrow, whatever, but I can tell you, you better read Matthew 24, Luke 21, Ezekiel 38, 39, and read the Revelations. Read some of the other prophetic books, too. Of the prophets. And we do know what to do about food prices skyrocketing. SteveQuayle.com. BRICS expansion, 34 countries to join the bloc. Saudi Arabia's addition in particular is noteworthy, it says. Russia's drumming up that, you see, along with China. Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa. The Japanese banks are tanking a little bit. I'm just reading Steve's headlines here. This is a good place to do. But I will say this is basically bull crap. when the CIA people went in there yesterday at over 7,200 feet over Iran in a special executive type jet. And the backside, the back deep background sources say that they cut a special deal with Iran. That means they told Iran where we're going to hit. We're not going to hit you directly, but we're going to have to take out a couple of hidden ones. We know that there's something there. And we're going to use somebody else to do that, you see. And the B-1s are going to come overhead, but they ain't coming from exactly where you think they are. But that's just the threat of what the B-1 could do. Now, that one person that emailed Brother Quayle back in 2005, I believe it was, said that the Iranians had figured out a way to detect the B-2 stealth bombers through some kind of heat signature, some kind of a thing, or whatever it was. I don't remember what it was. But the B-1Bs will go on through, and they're more to the analog, and they're more top-of-the-line analog. And I always remember the Southern California representative, B1B Bob, they used to call him. And we went from a congressman named Bob that promoted the B1B Lancer, which is a heck of a strike, delivers a heck of a lot of ordnance, and can deliver a lot of nuky dukes. And we've gone to the Pentagon, and White House has their own Baghdad Bob. Admiral Kirby. Sounds like Baghdad Bob of Saddam Hussein in the old days. Don't go into their Luciferian knife dotified, ladies and gentlemen. You go out and you get you some food, ammunition. You go out tonight if you can, or if you still got till 9 o'clock, wherever you're at for a, you know, a sporting goods store, or Cabela's or Bass Pro, and get you some ammo. You got all-night food, you know, the different big supermarkets or Costco's, whatever. Go get your food. Go get your bottled water, all the different things. And when you're at the Cabela's, those, go up in the camping area and get you some of the Mountain House. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology and strike blows with your space weapons against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and the enemies of the true constitutional Bill of Rights United States. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey Lapua, stay on the optics and squeeze that trigger. And let me tell you what. Rodent Track and Little L, may Lord Jesus love you, and may you love him. And stay in with your ninja ways and your Muay Thai ways. And have your daddy tell you how to hit that good old target good with the .22. And you tell them hi from me, because they're good people. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. May Lord Jesus protect you against all evil and protect the United States. Good night.